And good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK in the background. None other than that great pianist, composer, arranger. And I've had a chance to know him for a number of years. Don't see him often, but I used to see him in the barbershop, Mr. Ahmad Jamal. And, you know, he is, this recording is Saturday Morning, his recent release. But I want to tell you a little bit about his life. He originally comes from Pittsburgh and has brought out a lot of musicians. And he recently, in 2007, the French government inducted him into the prestigious Order of the Arts and Letters. And that is very prestigious. And also, he received the American Jazz Masters Fellowship Award from the National Endowment of the Arts. I was first introduced to him, but not for me, Ahmad Jamal at the Perishing. And I want, without any further ado, I want to bring my man. How you doing? Are you there?
I'm fine, Jay, and thank you for the introduction.
Man, you've had
a
beautiful life.
I'm contemplating some offers right now, Jay, where I'm going to Kurosawa and Tokyo Jazz Festival. They came in yesterday, but I'm thinking about whether I'm going to accept the turn down, so they still want the old man.
Well, I don't know, but you're legendary. I don't know about old. I was first introduced to you in 1958, so you know how old I was.
I'm going to India on July 5th, and on the way I'm stopping in Paris to the Odeon Theater, the oldest theater there, and my people who represent me in Paris are here visiting me for the next few days.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So very interesting. Life is a bowl of cherries.
Well, you know, your life has been most unusual in terms of you being a definitely child prodigy at 3 and studying at 7 and taking master classes in high school. And you've had some great mentors as well, you know, and continuing your life. I was first introduced to you in 1958. But Not For Me, Pontiana, Ahmad Jamal at the Perishing, and the rest is history. And you've continued to, without a shadow of a doubt, stun the world with your amazing compositions. You know, what inspires you the most, man, to stay young?
Discovery. One word, discovery. If I can discover something every day, and that goes for anybody. If you can discover something, that keeps you going. That's what life is all about, Jay, in my opinion. It's discovery.
Mm.
We can't create, but we can discover.
Very true, very true. You around the world, you're accepted more so a lot of times than in your home. You're never a prophet in your own home. And you've been able to continue to discover great new compositions and audiences. You know, Paris, India, all of Europe. Are you ever home?
I've been home for 3 months, Jay. That's my downtown. This is my favorite venue, H-O-M-E.
H-O-M-E, I like that.
I have two pianos upstairs, and we've had a long winter here in New England. It's just wonderful to see my flowers coming up, and I've been enjoying for the last 3 months.
Being
home for spring, I just love it. I'm going out in a few days, as you know, because I got to go and attend the Atlanta Festival. Then I'm leaving there and going to Sao Paulo. I'm going to Brazil and Rio de Janeiro.
Are you going to Rio?
Right after I leave. Right after I perform in Atlanta, that's where I'm going.
Will you be there for the World Cup?
Is that what's going on now?
I think the World Cup is about to begin. Yeah, you may be there for that.
Well,
or at least your pre-World Cup. You'll get some festivities.
I've been in Brazil on numerous occasions. Grover Washington and I, Dizzy Gillespie and Wynton Marsalis. So Grover's gone. He made his transition. Dizzy's gone. I'm still here.
Oh, definitely though. You know, you've had a number of compositions. One of your compositions stayed on the charts 108 weeks. But Not For Me, Pontiana, Ahmad Jamal at the Perishing, and you continue to churn out so much. I remember the early days, and your personnel has only changed a little bit, and you've used consistently the same artists. You know, how do you pick your artists to for your arrangements in your music?
that's very interesting because this subject came up. I was doing an interview with someone from Poland the other day, Jay, and they were talking about the longevity of these rock artists and how they keep the same group, but we have a great turnover. I said, no, we don't have a great turnover. Look at Freddie Green and Count Basie. Freddie Green was with Count Basie from inception.
Right.
And Nat Cole had his players from inception. How long was Johnny Hodges with Johnny, with Duke Ellington?
Right.
He was synonymous with Duke Ellington. Ben Webster.
Ben Webster, yeah.
And Harry Carney, synonymous. So we keep the same personnel in most instances. In most instances.
Yeah.
I said, the rock groups, my friend, are copying us
in that
regard.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you kept Vanell Fournier and Israel Crosby for years.
And I was Israel's pianist when I first went to Chicago. A lot of people don't know that. I was his pianist.
He
gave me a job with him at Jack's Back Door, 59th and State Street. And I just come from Pittsburgh. And that was one of my early jobs in Chicago with Israel Crosby, the noted bass player. He was something. And I finally was able to get him, got him away from Benny Goodman when I had my group. And I was able to get Vernell Fournier. It was almost impossible to get Vernell because he was busy. So that's the story. The rest is history. Vernell Fournier, Israel Crosby, and at the Pershing.
Oh, I remember that. That was classic. You know, I used to listen to you and then turn around and listen to Arthur Prysack and Modern Jazz Quartet. My aunt and cousin turned me on to real music.
Well, Modern Jazz Quartet, I was they were in an institution talking about them the other day, too. 50 years.
That was, 50 years,
that's the sample I used with the gentleman from Poland. I said, look at the MJQ. How long were they together?
Right.
Percy Heath, Milt Jackson,
right.
K. and John Lewis. Come on. The rock groups get this longevity from us.
Yeah, they take note. And
among other things.
Among other things. We're better known as sampling.
Well, I'm one of the more, I hate to say it, but I've got to say it, Jay, I'm one of the more sample musicians in the world.
I can believe it. I've heard it.
Swahili land, I don't know how many samples I've got on it. So you're going to help me collect some of this money, right?
Right, right. Well, you don't see me saying no, dude. It's interesting, though, you know, you legendary artists that continually, as you say, discover more and more of your creativity and music and lay it down. The young generation is not as much, a lot of them, into creativity as much as they're into sampling, or as Wayne Shorter would say, hijacking.
Well, that's very interesting, Jay, because there's got some phenomenal players. In fact, I encourage some of these youngsters, Hiromi being one, the Japanese pianist, and there's another person I like very much, just graduated from Berkeley, like Hiromi, is Zane Muhammad. So you got some great players out there and the young crop coming up. The only thing about it, they have to make the same statement that Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie made. Those were statements. They were revolutionaries. And you don't find that today in politics and medicine and in music. A lot of technology going on, but making a profound statement that influences the entire world is very rare now, musically.
Very rare,
yeah. And medicine, and in politics, and so forth and so on. But I'm hoping that we'll see the same revolutionary sense that we saw in Mr. Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie, and the rest of them. I was referring also to a concert that I performed in 1952, Carnegie Hall. In fact, I'm going back there again, December 2nd, do another concert. But 1952, Dizzy. Duke Ellington's 25th anniversary. Charlie Parker with strings.
Yes.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes.
Billie Holiday, Stan Getz, and myself. I'm the only one living, the headliners from that building. There may be some sidemen still living, but I'm the only headliner still living.
Legend.
So I've been around a lot of the people who made gorgeous musical statements, including Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, who's from my hometown. He wrote most of Duke's biggest hits. Take the A Train, Lush Life, Satin Doll. That's all Billy Strayhorn. I was selling papers to his family, but he had gone off with Duke when I was 7 years old. Pittsburgh. Another Pittsburgh personality.
Yeah, Earl Gardner as well.
Along with George Benson, the Stanley Turrentine, Ray Brown, Art Blakey, Kenny Clark, Earl Hines, and on and on.
You come from a legendary background.
And don't forget Billy Eckstein.
Who forget Billy Eckstein?
Pittsburgh, Jake.
Pittsburgh. And don't forget
Crawford. Could he sing or no?
And you can't forget Crawford's Grill now.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't. How do you know about Crawford's Grill?
I've been around a little while.
But you're not from Pittsburgh.
No, but I've been to Pittsburgh, and I understand the legends that have come out of there. Plus, when you would be at Melton's Barbershop, you'd talk. You know, I was a young boy. And you'd talk. You know, so
memories, those fond memories. I used to love going up to Melton. That was a place that was conducive to conversation, to say the least.
To say the least, yes. We'll talk about that when I see you when you come, to say the least. But you know, it's you know, you continue to really stun the public globally with your ingenuity. What can we expect when you come to the Atlanta Jazz Festival, and who will you be bringing with you?
You know, I made the Blue Moon, which was nominated for the Grammy, and Saturday Morning with Reginald Beal, Erlen Riley, Manolo, and myself. I'm going to bring, I'm going to make a change in the bass chair. A man that's been working with me for 27 years, James Kamak.
James.
He's heard on many, many of my recordings. And he's going to Brazil with me also, so I'm bringing James Kamak, Manolo Bedrina, Erlen Riley, and myself.
Oh, that will be a dream. That will be a dream. You know, you always, always surprise your audience. You have this delicate touch on the piano. How did you develop that?
All Pittsburghers have their unique approach to music. We're all from the same town. And there are few parallels like Pittsburgh. New Orleans is one. Detroit is another. Memphis, Tennessee. St. Louis and East St. Louis, where Miles comes from. And Pittsburgh, and there are a few more, but there are a few pockets like that in the world. Pittsburgh is one of those pockets that develop a lot of musicians, but all of them are different. George Benson is different. I'm different. Earl Garner was different. Billy Eckstein was different. That's just something in the water, Jay.
It's something in the water. If you're just tuning in, this is Mr. Ahmad Jamal, a pianist extraordinaire, legendary composer, arranger. Have you ever played with large orchestras?
Oh, yeah. I did the prestigious Cleveland Pops Orchestra some years ago. I took Joe Kennedy Jr., great violinist that passed away, to conduct and write the score. I've worked at every configuration known and unknown to man. I've worked at just saxophone and piano when I was coming. No drums, no bass, no just saxophone and piano. And I worked with 70-80 piece. That's the Cleveland Pops. So
the Cleveland Pops.
That's right. I've done that. And I grew up in big bands. I grew up in big bands, okay. 18 pieces, 17 pieces. I was 11, 12 years old playing in big bands in and around Pittsburgh.
Now, you mostly deal with trios or quartet. Why is that?
That's the most familiar vehicle that I use, but I've done everything. South Playa in Paris, I had seven members on stage, so I changed. I don't call it a trio anymore. I call it either I'm using a small ensemble or a large ensemble. I like to refer to it as ensembles, Jay, because the word trio is limiting. I think right. Orchestrally, mm-hmm. and you can get an orchestral sound from four or five pieces, and you can get nothing from 10, 11 pieces.
True.
It just depends on what your approach is orchestrally. So I've been writing since I was 10 years old, so I think orchestrally. That's my years of listening to Duke and Jimmy Lunsford and all the bands coming up when I was a kid. Buddy Johnson, Arthur Prysock, and Buddy's sister, So Ella Johnson, I think was her name. So I've been around big bands all my life. So I think orchestras, but I like to call my groups small ensembles. I don't call them trios anymore.
Small ensembles.
Or quartets or quintets or what I just mentioned in Paris, seven pieces I had on stage. Mm-hmm. But the most familiar vehicle, of course, now is my quartet. I haven't worked in the trio format in years.
You know, one thing I like about you, you've always, since I discovered you, defined yourself. And that's, defined yourself not only musically, but as an individual, and made it clear in terms of the music and what your opinions were, and you moved on, and you set a great example, especially when I was a younger man, because the standard was high even then, and I used to sit there and listen to you talk, and it was amazing to see, you know, how you expressed yourself about life, but most of all, you were able to interpret that in music and inspire a lot of people, you know, and that makes a major difference. And I really look forward to seeing you next week. That's going to be, you come on at 9 o'clock in the evening, and hopefully the weather will be great, and we'll be blessed to hear you harmonically and rhythmically bring out your spirit to this great audience here in Atlanta, you know.
I look forward to it, Jay.
You know, any final words to the audience here in Atlanta, Georgia?
I just hope that they will be alert when we hit the concert stage, because you have quite a lineup, don't you? Who's performing that night?
Well, you know, Freddie Cole will be here that day.
Freddie Cole will be. Please, that's my man.
That's your man. Yeah, you know, he'll be here. So you have some old friends that you can see. Like the last time you were here, you know, you were here when Randy Weston was here.
Oh yeah, Randy. He's one of my favorites, and I discovered a international group, Conspiracy. Great group down there.
Yeah, great group, right. Yeah. Emra Coltan and them, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they were something.
Yeah, there was.
They were something. Yes. In fact, I tried to do some management with them, and I brought them up here, and we videotaped them at the Blue Note in New York.
Wow.
I still have that film on that. The great pianist, Jose Garcia.
Jose Garcia.
The drummer and bass, all three extraordinary musicians.
Extraordinary. Emra Coltan, yeah. They've all started their own individual careers and are doing extremely well, you know. So we're looking forward to seeing you come and embracing you as well. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out to embrace the WCLK audience. And I wish you the best and continue to inspire humanity.
Jay, keep contributing to the culture of the Atlanta audience and the world.
And I thank you, though, most of all. You know, I thank you. And I look forward.
Have a good one. We'll talk when I get there.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks a lot. Take care now.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ahmad Jamal, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure talking to me. He'll be here on May 25th at 9 o'clock at the Atlanta Jazz Festival in Piedmont Park.